boys and girls, are you ready for more of our story? Last week, we talked about how the strange teacher and his family built a house on the sand because Chief Meriden wouldn't let them have anywhere in the village to build. Remember how Chief Meriden sent a messenger to go get the witch doctor, Tama, from the other side of the island? Let's find out what happens next. So the messenger went to the other side of the island to find Tama, who was helping out another village. He told him everything that happened, and Tama said, "Yeah, I know. Why hasn't Chief Meriden sent him away?" The messenger explained that he tried, and no matter how many boats came, the family wouldn't leave. And what's worse, people from the village were beginning to listen to and follow what the teacher was saying, including Chief Meriden's son, Satu. This concerned Tama. He thought long and hard about what to do. Finally, he said, "Well, the chief sent for me. I must go." He gathered all his things together and started the long journey back to his village. As he walked, he thought about what he should do and started to formulate a plan for how to get rid of this family. By the time he got back to his village, it was nighttime. The village was dark. There were no lights from any of the huts, so he assumed everyone had gone to bed. But when he looked towards the beach and saw the white house of the teacher, he saw light coming from the windows. Curious, he walked down towards the hut, even though he was tired and really wanted to go home and get some food and go to bed. The closer he got, the more he could see, and what he saw upset him. Inside the teacher's house were many villagers, and they were listening to what the teacher had to say. After a while, the teacher stopped talking, and then he began to sing, and everybody started to sing with him. It was beautiful, but it also terrified Tama. He fell back on the grass, shocked. What was this new thing? He'd better do something fast before this teacher got more influence in the village. He stumbled back home, went into his hut, and began to put his things away. But what was that smell? It smelled different in his hut. And as he looked around, he noticed it was clean. He hadn't left it like that. Who had been in his hut? What had they done, and what was that smell? He didn't like it. It wasn't as he left it. It was too clean, too nice. He opened the window to let some air in and sat down to think and to eat some dinner. Chief Meriden came and poked his head in the door, and Tama invited him in. They sat and ate and talked. What should they do to get rid of this teacher? He had too much influence already. What could they do to break that? Tama had an idea. He told Chief Meriden that the people liked new things, and that it was obvious that this new teacher must be using some magic, so why not introduce a different new thing, and that would excite the people and steal their focus back from the teacher. He suggested going to another island and bringing in some teachers of Islam. Part of what scared them about the big teacher is they were concerned that he would make them give up their ways and their customs. Life wouldn't be fun anymore. But they knew that the teachers of Islam wouldn't try to change anything, but it would be just enough new that the people would turn away from the teacher's teaching. They decided this was a good idea. So, they made plans to send for the teachers of Islam. I wonder what's going to happen when the teachers of Islam get here. Also, next week, we're going to find out what happens when Tama meets the big teacher's little girl, Marta. Come back next week and let's hear more of this story.